December 11th was supposed to be the day when Britain's government voted on a plan to separate the country from the European Union. But the vote's been delayed, and that's the first story we're explaining today on CNN 10. Thank you for watching. In 2016, people in the United Kingdom voted 52% to 48% to leave the European Union. The issue is known as the Brexit, or British exit from the EU. But negotiating the terms of that departure is a very complicated process. No country's ever left the EU before. Even European officials aren't completely certain how to make that happen. But the government of Prime Minister Theresa May did reach a Brexit agreement with the European Union. In all, it's more than 600 pages long. It has to be approved by Britain's Parliament to take effect. And with some members of the Prime Minister's own political party opposing it, as well as the members of Britain's other major party, the nation's leader hit the pause button on the vote the day before it was scheduled.
If we went ahead and held the vote tomorrow, the deal would be rejected by a significant margin. We will therefore defer the vote scheduled for tomorrow and not proceed to divide the House at this time.
So what now? That's the big question. It appears that too many British lawmakers don't like the current deal their government has with the European Union. But an EU official says the Union will not renegotiate a new deal. To make things even more complicated, the highest court in the European Union recently ruled that Britain could decide, on its own, not to leave the EU after all. But Prime Minister May's government says Britain's separation is going to happen no matter what, because that's what Britain's voted for. The hard deadline for the UK to leave is set for March 29th of next year. Reaching an agreement before that would make the process much smoother and eliminate a lot of the uncertainty that European economies face.